The Roundup News reports that head football coach Carlos Woods has been placed on temporary administrative leave while waiting for the investigation to finish up. KPCRadio.com staff asked faculty and various students on campus how they felt about this decision. James Sims, who was interim coach for the football team in 2017, believes the situation is affecting all aspects of the team's lives.
You never want it to be where it's about you or about your victories and not about the players. If it's about the players, you don't have them living in conditions that are not suitable for people to live. You got to make sure that these kids have the best life, not just for football, for outside of football.
Corina Segato, a member of the soccer team, says there's two sides to every story.
I do have a couple friends on football, and from my understandings, they all love and care for Coach Woods and don't see anything that he has done wrong. So in my opinion, if the players are saying this, they should also take into account what the players are saying. And I think Coach Woods is actually a good person. He always said good morning to me whenever I passed by him. So I don't have anything negative to say about him at all or the program.
Jose Eduardo, a visitor on campus, understands why Woods might have broken the rules.
Well, first of all, I don't agree with what the coach went through and actually broke the rules and the laws, probably, the rules from the school. But I also understand that there is a huge issue in the community with the homeless. And I agree that actually maybe it was a good reason why he did what he did.
Efren Martinez, a former Pierce Head football coach, thinks the players are affected negatively by the ongoing investigation.
It's always going to affect them in a negative way because it's a distraction. The student athletes are focused on the season, and then this was a major distraction. Remember, it's an allegation so far. Now, be it true or false, right now, it is a distraction.
In the middle of the ongoing investigation, Anthony Harris has been named acting head coach for the remainder of the season. For Nick Apalaya, Felipe Gamino, this is Victor Bertado reporting for KPCRadio.com.